Hi everyone, and welcome to another session of Academic Research Logs. Today's tutorial session, we're going to be looking at how to choose the right qualitative method. So on this page, I have a few different examples of questions that would suit a particular type of qualitative method. And the overall example that I'm trying to look at is YouTube as a resource for research. So if your question, for example, was attempting to understand a particular culture, the culture of a group of people, then you would want to choose ethnography as a qualitative method. So, for example, say your question sounds like, how is the use of YouTube as a resource for research is taken or understood in a particular cultural or social context? So maybe say in a particular Australian culture or in an African culture of maybe in Nigeria, for example. So you're looking at a subset of a particular culture. How do they take to social media in terms of using YouTube as a research resource? How do they understand that particular that using YouTube in that particular culture? So if you're trying to understand that, if that's what you're trying to look at, then ethnography would be something that you want to look more into. When you start to write your findings need to represent the understanding of the meaning that that particular group or culture that you're looking at, what they assign to the use of YouTube, what their understanding is in regards to the use of YouTube as a research resource. So as opposed to looking at the general population, so you're not looking at a subset, a group of people, and that is where the uniqueness of this method lies. So if you're interested in understanding the experiences and the uniqueness of a particular culture, then ethnography is your method. So, moving on to the next type of method, which is phenomenology. And if your question is sounding like, you know, what is the lived experiences of students who use YouTube as a resource for research, then you're attempting to describe how students who use YouTube, how they understand their experiences. So, phenomenological research studies looked at the lived experiences of people, and you want to gain a deeper insight into how people understand those experiences. So you're not just looking at the experiences, but the essence of that experience. And when I say essence, I mean, how do they come to the understanding of that experience? What influences their understanding of that particular experience? So when you write your findings, you want to make sure that you have actually captured the essence of that experience. So you have captured how they have arrived at the understanding of that experience. So the experience of using YouTube for them, you want to make sure that you've actually captured that experience. So you should consider using grander theory if you believe that there is no existing theory that offers an explanation for that phenomenon that you're attempting to study. So let's say, for example, the phenomenon we're trying to study is, how do students with inadequate IT skills cope with obtaining the resource required for their research? And we found that we don't have an existing theory to guide us in terms of that particular research area. Or maybe potentially there's an incomplete data that's been used to derive that theory, and you just want to focus on a particular group of participants that you plan on researching. Then grounded theory is really good for that particular type of questions. When you write your findings, however, you want to be able to provide a theory that explains what coping would look like for people who might lack IT skills. So, moving on to narrative analysis, which is the last one that I'm going to be talking about today. So, an example of a narrative analysis research question would sound something like, how do students come to an understanding of their experiences in the past when they used YouTube as a research resource? So when you write your findings and you're attempting to cover a narrative analysis method, you need to ensure that you have actually interpreted how your participants have come to understand their experiences. So you need to make sure that you have an understanding of how they construct their stories and the narrative that they've provided from their own personal experiences as well. So this is just a general overview, a quick overview of how you can look at your research question and be able to choose the right qualitative method before you start to delve even deeper into those methods and be able to choose the ones that's right for your question. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you later. Bye.